brings us to agenda item number 18.
Moose-striped bass.
Oh, we're all done with that.
No, it's moose-striped bass.
No, we got another striped bass.
This is emergency regulation.
That's correct.
About 36-inch spring.
This is 18. Now, you heard Habitat Management Division say earlier that they had a defect in the advertising. Fisheries Management had a defect in a person who advertised and forgot to advertise the trophy.
Correct.
So that's a different defect, personal defect.
We forgive them.
All right, thanks. And what this does in 18, it's very straightforward. The 32 inches that was in the main regulation will change to 36 inches to keep in, you know, in accordance with Maryland and the Potomac River Fisheries Commission. It's also what helps give us our overall 20.5% reduction. So if you do look at the regulation, you'll see in there where the 32 on page 5, for example, has been replaced by 36. And we will advertise this on page 3. You'll see it again in part E. The 32 becomes 36. And we'll advertise this as part of next month's hearing to make it final. So apologies for having that extra information that wasn't tucked right into the main regulation. But that's the essence of the proposal.
Questions.
Mr. Meehl.
As part of this, there was also a requirement to have a special trophy license in the spring. Now, was that all taken care of?
That was taken care of previously.
All right. And as conversations with Joe Grist, because I asked him this, we were about to go to the agents, DMRC agents, to get this license. He said that DMRC was developing an online application process for this.
Right.
And that it was due to go live, like, soon? Is it ready?
It's ready.
Close. I hear it's close.
They're nodding their head behind you. Can I advertise it when I write my article for the Daily Press this week is what I'm asking.
Todd, is it locked?
I would say give us a week.
That's right.
It is ready.
Yeah.
Will it be on a link on the VMRC main website, or do you have a web address for me to...
Yeah.
We'll get it out there. We'll get to the link. We'll advertise it.
I would appreciate that information as soon as possible.
We'll have the saltwater tournament where you can go online. We'll also have the regular good old paper copies. But the whole reason that we decided when this was an omission to bring this emergency was because the recreational community said, we need some time to get this permit and to get squared away with it. That's why we're here today.
I get my deadline's Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah. So I'd like to write it Wednesday night.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be being publicized. All right, that was it.
That's tomorrow.
I know.
Okay, thank you.
You know about that Daily Press or Taskmaster.
I know they are. I remember that.
Terrible.
So staff would request to advertise this for the April 28th meeting as a final.
Okay, so you're asking for approval of the emergency regulation here and the request for public hearing at the April meeting.
Right.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have motion and a second. Let me cross the I's, dot the T's. There's no public hearing. It's a request for emergency measures. Thank you very much. There's motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. Neal. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.